This is Satan. No, it's not actually. It's Tom Berdinsky, the writer, director, and producer of the newest video nasty, the Italian Zombie Movie Parts 1 and 2. And you are listening to Johnny's Cult Films Podcast.
It's Johnny's Go Films Podcast.
Hello, we made it. We're back.
Hello.
Has it been that long?
Yeah. February.
Months and has it?
Yeah, end of February, man.
God, I thought my life was fantastically great.
Yeah, now you come back to
without your utter crap devouring my every hour.
Oh God, here we go. So anyway, how's everybody been?
Yeah. Very well, sir. Very good.
We've been waiting for this moment.
Yes,
we have indeed. And I'm still waiting.
And you are on your high stool tonight as well.
I'm towering above everyone.
He's got like big stools tonight.
This is the Irwin Allen stool.
Indeed.
That's what this is. That's why he has to clean out the toilet every day. The Irwin Allen stool.
No stool jokes tonight.
No. We're putting the ban on them. We will have no stool talk here. Just chairs, please, and tables.
Shut up, then.
All right.
Bloody hell.
Get on with it.
What's happening, then?
The theme.
Mr. Johnny T of Johnny T podcast fame.
The theme of tonight's show would be mad scientists. We've given up after five episodes.
This is a kids special, this show. This is for children.
I promise.
I've heard about your kiddie specials.
That's just too far.
Not me, officer. I wasn't there.
Yeah, this is about mad scientists.
All right.
Are you? Get out of my nursery.
Stop it.
Welcome to Become Me Kids, you bastard.
Oh, dear. And anyway, yeah, because after five episodes of trying to do a film each episode, that's just gone to shit.
It has, yeah.
So we're just going back to just a subject, which is mad scientists.
Oh, that's a subject. I did that at school. Physics, geography, English, mad scientists.
Right, and tonight, tonight with us we have a special guest. He's come all the way from up the road.
That's a long way to come.
Yes.
Oh, it's the one
via the pub.
The only
Gavin James. Hello, Gav.
Hello.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, certainly live in the evening. We're all ready to go now. Fantastic.
Yes. Thanks for Gaff to coming down and putting up with us. I don't know if he'll be here for the entire show. He might just think, fuck this, I'm off.
He will when you start. Yeah.
I swore.
You swear. On the royal wedding day as well. Swear.
Yes, we've had a big royal wedding in the UK.
Was it lovely?
Oh, that was shit. Terrible.
Her dress made me cry.
Beautiful.
I told you not to put it on. You ruined it, haven't you?
Yeah, it right clamped up my nuts.
Oh, I bet it did.
It
did look like a nut clamper.
It was a nut clamper.
Yeah. White with a bit of brown. When you finish with it.
Shut up.
Oh, my Lord.
Daddy's sauce.
That's not going there, right? Hey.
Other sauces are available.
Don't you start. You're supposed to be the voice of reason.
I can't understand. Don't come in with your mental health.
Exactly, yeah. Get a shave, Gav. You're looking a bit shady under your nose.
Yes.
Anyway, that's a subject we've talked about earlier on.
Yes.
So yeah, we're all right. Anyway, quick one.
He's doing well, isn't he?
Reservoir Dogs or Pulp Fiction?
He's phone well.
What?
Oh, Reservoir Dogs every time.
Pulp Fiction's like the bollocks. Yeah.
Pulp Fiction for me all the way. Pulp
Fiction. No, you can't be nuts.
Gaffey.
Sorry, yeah.
No,
it's got to be the dogs.
No, it's got to be the dogs.
Oh, that's a difficult one.
I just thought I'd throw a random question.
It's not difficult at all. It's Reservoir Dogs. There is no difficulty involved. It's
Reservoir Dogs. Is a rip-off of a Japanese film.
No, and Pulp Fiction's a rip-off of every...
City on Fire.
Film ever.
Yeah. Film ever, yeah. Every kind of genre.
Every time it's a fiction
book. Yeah. But it's nowhere near as good.
Did anyone shove their watches up their arse in Reservoir Dogs?
That is the point.
I know where else to put it.
That's why you enjoy it so much.
I love this film.
It's really getting on my nerves. I mean, what else could you do with it?
Anyway, about you then, Johnny T?
Reservoir Dogs.
Really?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Reasons
There's
why.
A man who almost knows film.
Almost knows what he's
he
talking
almost
about.
Knows what he's
I just,
talking
I don't know,
about,
just something about it. It just, with it being his first film, and Pulp Fiction is fantastic.
Everything in Reservoir Dogs is fresh because you hadn't really seen that kind of heist
unless
film for a long
Japanese
time.
From.
Unless you'd seen City on Fire.
Oh, yeah, we're all into Japanese films, aren't we? Yeah. I've seen City on Fire, and it wasn't really that much like Reservoir Dogs, except for the plot and the suits and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
but you know, really, it is a different film. To your average man in the street who maybe just peddling.
We are not the average man in the street.
I like to think that I'm the average man.
Average mom.
I'm a poor woman.
Average mom in the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you. Anyway, and again, if you haven't checked it out yet, good old Spooky Bill.
Apologies
for Spooky Bill again.
We're not apologising again, are we?
Yeah, we can't apologise.
What's
again,
the last insult? Right. Did we apologise for that?
Apologise. We'll have to insult him again so we can apologise again. Let's do it.
Speak Bill, you're ranking. We're sorry.
Sorry, anyway. Spooky Bill.
But I'm glad I'm not saying anything at the moment.
It needs to change.
It does, yes. I'm keeping
if
well out of this.
Checked out his YouTube, Pathology of the Living Dead. Go do it now.
It's fantastic.
One after you listen to
absolutely
this, of course, yeah. So there you go. So anyway, we've got coming up Bob's News.
I was watching Hawkwind on YouTube.
That was the best comment.
Good.
I've got a silver machine. Bit of Lemmy doing his stuff.
Good. Anyway, that's us. We've
I didn't
chatted
get anywhere near Spooky Bill. I was distracted by Hawkwind.
That's us.
I was distracted by Hawkwind.
We've chatted. That's
it. It happens in the garden as well.
If you're not careful.
Yeah.
Anyway, we shall be back after this short break.
It can happen in the post office.
With Bob's.
You can bit of Hawkwind in the post office.
I can't get a fucking word in again, can I?
Bob's not so
if the will use those birds for the post.
Yeah, this is Bob's Not So New News.
What, we're doing it now?
In a minute.
Oh, he's got to get it, yeah.
After the break.
Oh, prepare me, why don't you? How far are we into the show? 3 minutes, I'm doing the news.
Fucking
this
in
is
you've had 4 months.
You've
had
4 weeks.
Podcast.
I always leave things to the last minute, mate.
Gainer, chuck us that copy of Empire. Bob,
yeah, Bob needs to read his news.
Yeah, I need my news sheets. Yeah. I mean, where would Reginald Bowes and K be without his sheets?
Exactly.
He'd be in a cold bed.
Anyway, thanks for listening.
The same.
We shall be back in a minute with Bob's News.
Hey, Johnny T, what's up? It's Root Rot from the Witches App blog over here in Detroit, Michigan. I'm just sending this little MP3 in to see how you're doing and how things are, what you've been watching. How's the weather over there? Is it nice? A cat just moved into my bush out front. I don't know why. And the owner of the cat has to, like, kind of convince it to come out of the bush each morning. It's kind of like my morning's entertainment. It's kind of a weird deal there. Other than the cat moving into the bush, that's really about it over here, so... Oh, and I suppose I should ask you, have you seen any good horror movies lately? Because, you know, we are doing a horror podcast. I saw a few. I saw I Spit on Your Grave, the remake. I saw, what else? WrestleManiac. I saw American Grindhouse, a documentary on exploitation and Grindhouse films, which was pretty good. Spartacus, I watched the entire season one and the prequel to Spartacus. That was fucking awesome. I'm trying to think here. I don't even know what else I saw. Oh, I saw Dear Mr. Gacy, the serial killer movie thing. That was pretty good. It was alright. Then I saw Don't Go in the House, which was pretty good. I didn't think it was going to be all that good. And then I watched it. I was like, that wasn't too bad. It was a little bit more brutal than I thought it was going to be. Oh, yeah, and then I started watching Imprints, the Masters of Horror by Makishe Mike. I got, like, into the first 15 minutes of it, and I was like, wow, this is, like, kind of boring. It was just, like, that weird guy from The Untouchables. He was wearing, like, a top hat, and he was riding in a boat, and geishas and a little midget geisha picking his nose, and I lost interest in it, like, real quick. I don't know what it was. Eh, who cares, right? So, yeah, that's all I've been up to, so. Well, I hope everything's good, man. I'll talk to you. Bye.
Hey, Rurot, thank you very, very much for your voicemail again, man. Top stuff. If you haven't seen, check out the Witch's Hat blog. What? He's asking, what horror have you seen lately?
Well, I've seen you.
Hey! We've seen I Spit on Your Grave. You've seen the remake.
Yes, I have. It was very good. Yeah. Yes, it was good indeed. I did enjoy it.
Have you seen it yet, Gavel?
No, I haven't. Oh, the recent thing I've seen is Devil.
No, I'm shaking my head for it.
Oh, Devil's good in the list.
Did you like that?
Yeah,
I
quite enjoyed Devil.
It's something different.
I thought it was all right. You didn't enjoy it, no?
Not really. I didn't think
it was a bit like a Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah, it was very much a Twilight Zone episode.
It kept me guessing. I didn't guess it was the old lady.
I didn't guess that.
No, I didn't get that bit.
But we've just spoiled it for everybody who's not seen it.
So if you haven't seen it, it's the old lady, so don't bother.
Exactly. Is that who it was?
Yeah.
What was it?
The old lady was the devil, yeah.
Oh, that's right, yeah. I can't remember. I guessed it was the old lady. It was obvious,
of course,
wasn't it?
DJ.
Oh, yeah, but come on, it's always the old lady, isn't it? In any film, it's the old lady who turns into the devil. There's another film where an old lady turns into the devil. The end of that Jack Black video where he's in the photo booth.
Yes.
And Dave Grohl. At the end, the woman in that is the devil.
Tenacious D,
right?
Yeah.
It's not exactly a film, though, is it?
No,
but it was an old
in every film.
It was an old lady as a devil.
Well, okay.
Maybe M. Night Shyamalan, Ding Dong, whatever his name is, ripped off Tenacious D.
I like the fact that he's got a rock and roll sounding name.
Yeah,
that
was
the
worst
film I've ever seen. Talking about old women as well, I always thought that, like,
Gav, just get out yourself.
The aliens in Mars Attacks.
Yeah, yeah.
Like old people.
They do, don't they?
The curly perms.
Oh, yeah,
they are.
They certainly resemble my parents quite well. I must say.
I like him as well.
They're making a Django film.
What? You what? What?
Have you all checked the news?
We're just responding to Root Rot.
I'm responding to Root Rot with a great weed killer that I bought. Why So Dull? It's doing well on the garden.
Root Rot's so
all gone now. It's all dead.
Anyway, thanks for that, Root Rot. Coming up now is Bob News.
And the theme tune.
I haven't got any news. Oh,
it's official now.
Tarantino's making a Django film.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is the news!
Zaz.
Yeah, it's a theme.
Do it then.
Oh, I'm supposed to talk over the theme.
Now you're off.
The news! What did you say it was? Tarantino's doing a what?
Django.
He's doing Janu.
Django.
Django used to read the news.
Django.
There's been a wedding.
Django. Do we know what's going on, Django? Apparently, Django.
Wasn't that bloke who cut his ear off?
Yeah.
Van Gogh, wasn't he?
Or Van Gogh.
Oh, that's it.
Django.
So that's it. Tarantino's Van Gogh.
No.
Yes.
Marvelous. Tarantino's doing a Django film. And the big news of this week.
He's hijacked the news!
Oh, you're not doing that.
You're just going, Django. Django. What's Django? Django. Is that China banned time travel movies.
Yes, that's because they've invented a time machine.
I knew that in 1958.
Yes, along with Hitler and his flying saucers.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah. But, yeah, everything's been banned. Star Trek.
Back to the Future.
Anything Powers.
Anything with time travelling.
Yeah.
Dallas.
There's a whole list of
things. Dallas.
Yeah.
Dallas, that's got time travelling.
Yeah, that's got lots of time travel. Yeah.
He comes back.
There you go.
Dead,
out of the shower.
Yeah, he's in the shower and then he's been kidnapped by aliens or something. That surely must involve some kind of Dallas in time travel. Some kind of JR-ian
time travel. American sitcom Soap, because he got abducted, didn't he?
Oh, they must ban that as well,
yeah.
They have to watch everything to see if there's any kind of time travel thing so they can just ban it.
Why have they done it in any case? What's the idea?
Quantum Leap, that's straight out of the window, wouldn't it?
He's been banned.
Yeah,
really is annoying shit.
He-Man.
Does he time travel?
I don't know, but banned it.
Scooby-Doo.
Traveling to
Demon. What would Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, well, he can't do a lot in China. He's been banned.
Yeah.
He must have time traveled at some point. pointing his finger.
I'll keep Scrappy doing the bollocks because he's a cunt.
Steady! What's that about?
From? Scrappy's rubbish.
He was my favourite Scrappy Doo.
That's a very wrong word, and you just said more in a sentence than you've ever said in the last podcast.
Yes, it is sad, isn't it? Rather sad.
Broke the hearts of children all over the world.
Fuck them.
No. It's getting worse. Oh Lord.
Jesus.
That's what you don't want to do, man.
Welcome to the unedited version.
We've corner's turned into a maniac.
It's maniac corner.
Maniac corner.
Killer corner.
Killer fucking corner.
Is that the t-shirt you're wearing?
Can we not all agree that the first season of Scooby Doo is the best season ever when you had all the original ghosts, like the fairground, the robot and all that?
Yeah, and the lake monster. Yeah. But when you know, like,
and you had the great theme tune that was really groovy. Yeah.
Is that the one that had Batman and Mama Cass in it?
That was the Scooby Doo specials, wasn't it? They did a 45-minute special. And they met at special guests,
loads of fat jokes about Mama Cass as well.
Oh, really? Yeah. Not seen that, right?
Things about eating loads of food and stuff. And,
wow. And I've got the Batman one and I've got the Adam Sandy one, but I've got the Mama Cass
and loads of food.
Yes, and I've got loads of food as well.
Is that like sort of not available anymore then? Or
no, I've seen them recently. Nickelodeon.
Blimey.
That kind of thing.
Blimey.
Cartoon Network.
We've all been blimeyed out by the Scooby Doo revelation.
Yeah, Scooby Doo facts.
And the fact that Simo is a child fucker.
That's, that's a shocker. Did you see that one coming? Bleeding hell. Talk about skeletons in the cupboard, Steve.
Skeletons in the cupboard.
Don't worry, that'll be cutscene.
All those 3'4" skeletons you've got in there.
That's quite a big skeleton.
And you said they were midgets. Anyway.
Skeleton of the glitter.
We accept you, one of us.
Was that the news then, or have we got more news?
News! What do we think of Cowboys vs. Aliens then? Interesting,
It looks quite
I've only just learned that it's happening from the pages of
Look,
Empire.
Yes, we have the latest Empire. Other magazines are available. We have the latest Empire that has a picture of Harrison Ford looking about 200
years
old. 200
years old, yeah.
And attempting to run, which I don't think is wise for a man of his stature, or his age, really, to attempt to run. Even though he is in Indiana Jones, but wasn't it the last Indiana Jones film, not really in, and just a computer graphic of him all the
although he must be used to running.
I'm saying nothing because I get accused of looking at children if I say anything.
Yeah, I'm sure you can mention Harrison Ford without accusations of paedophilia.
Yeah, he's 195 years too old for you to see him.
He's fucking necrophilia, isn't he?
Anyway,
you from Philly? Just
yeah,
from
Philly.
He'll feel anything.
Just call me Philly Dilly.
Philly Dilly?
Philly
Dilly. It's Phil and he loves his Philly Dilly.
He's Philly Dilly.
We've got some Philadelphia in the fridge if that's Philly enough for you.
All the soft cheeses are available.
Philly Dilly and his rampant Willy.
Don't give him anything triangular, shall
exactly. There. Anyway, that was the news.
No, it's not. This is
still
the news.
It's not the news yet, man.
Shut your mouth.
See ya.
How do you know when the news has ended? We haven't even had any ending of news. Oh, look on the other side of the page. James Bond that was, Daniel Craig, and he seems to be running in the opposite direction. Holding a stick.
Good.
So what do we think of this Cowboys vs. Aliens?
Well, it sounds fascinating.
All right, man.
Yeah. It's running with sticks. Man with a stick.
Yeah, it's a man running with a stick, basically.
Filling his willy with Philly.
All the soft cheeses are available.
Yeah. I think you're confusing that with Brokeback Mountain.
Was he filling his willy with Philly?
You've hijacked the news again.
You closed the magazine.
Only because it's rubbish. I've looked at this Empire and I don't understand the thing that's in it. It's like looking at some
ancient
magazine.
You don't understand magazines.
No, not at all. Oh, okay. Walking Dead's on DVD and Blu-ray. Is that news?
That's not really suppose news. It is if you're on Channel 5.
Yeah.
You're only halfway through the series, so you don't know all that about the ending up in the missile silo at the end of the series.
That's right, exactly. Yeah.
And the fact that one of the characters has survived.
Did you see the great thing the other week where they had the Walking Dead post next to the funeral home?
I did see that. Yes.
On the internet. Did you see that?
That's a good bit.
Are we allowed to talk
that,
about this
it?
Because it is May and that's in the future.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And the Chinese, they might not like that.
Is that how they all talk?
We're cutting out like 3 billion audience just by talking about future things. So.
I've not actually checked the stats if we've ever had any listens in China.
People in China are crazy.
I think you're overestimating our audience.
Yeah. Somehow, there's not many people in China who listen to us.
There might be people in Chinese.
9.9 million.
There might be people in Chinese takeaway who listen to us in Nottingham. But actually, in the country, I probably think not, actually. But when we got all this exciting news, I'm about to read you now about Colin Farrell.
Flatline!
guys.
There you go.
Cool.
And Cars 2. Here's news. Here's news.
Wow. Go on, tell us news.
We have thing Cars 2 here. That's it. Has anyone seen Cars 1?
Yeah, I've seen Cars 1.
Cars 1 many times. My son's favourite film.
Oh, yeah. It's all right, Cars is. I don't mind it, yeah.
Something about Pixar.
It's a Pixar thingy, isn't it?
Okay, Attack the Block. Has anyone got any opinions on Attack the Block?
Is it a
corny film?
Nick Frost.
Attack the Block?
Never heard of it.
Woody's vs. Aliens.
It's supposed to be like a British
show like that.
Assault on Precinct 13 in...
Sounds like we're in
In Italian, yeah, that's yeah. pretty much sums it up with Joe Cornish.
Attack of the Hoodies.
Off of Adam and Joe, who has directed it. Mm. He's doing a good job. You don't steal
are
the
we
news.
Really just it's reading Info magazine.
This news is crap. We shouldn't just read that Empire magazine.
He says, as he's magazine
yeah, yeah, a total film we could be reading out as well.
Yeah, there's Gavin. There's Gavin with his long hair.
Gavin's long hair.
Yeah, apparently I look like Nick Frost.
He does.
You do resemble him in a way.
Yeah,
that's quite cool.
I think the worst things to be called.
And he looks a bit like Simon Pegg.
Do I?
Yeah. Pegg and Frost. This is a total exclusion.
We could have a sideline, man. Just lookalikes. Yeah,
just like the royal wedding.
Signings and stuff.
Royal wedding's already happened. That's in the past. We're not allowed to talk about the past.
It's
got to be current.
Right.
Even though by the time they listen to this podcast, we're actually in the past.
We're just going to scrap it.
That's the Chinese listeners.
We're banning ourselves. This is a bad move, man.
We're absolutely ruined.
Auto banning.
Yeah. Look, the return of the Three Amigos.
Oh, is that coming back? Oh, God, that was...
Who have they got to
act? They're looking even older than Harrison Ford.
I know, yeah, who are
they? Steve Martin.
Oh, all right.
Chevy Chase.
That's the original.
Like fucking
Martin Short.
The guy
man. Martin Short. And he's looking, he's wearing
where did he spring from?
The middle one looks
he's
like
he's been trapped inside
alien
somebody's belly for the last 30 years. They've only just shit him out.
He's been in a
inner space reference.
In the 80s.
That would
I'm
get
sorry,
banned.
This is the past.
Would that get banned?
He what, doesn't like a child in the 80s, so now I suppose he's starting to
look like an adult.
A man who's in his 20s.
He's actually
he's got a glorious career ahead of him now. I must say, he's raring to go. That is a terrible picture. It's a bit Reservoir Dogs, isn't it? Going back to our previous Tarantino talk.
Should we end the news?
Or
now?
It could be.
Yeah, just
read it. Right then, that
live reading of a magazine.
Tune
in, everybody.
Stay tuned for a fantastic contest coming up.
John, what have you got in that box?
I have got a fucking fantastic package from the well-known director.
Oh yeah,
Thomas Budinski.
Oh, Budinski. I love Budinski.
He's the man.
Oh,
Thomas the man.
Genius. He's
great.
I love Budinski.
He's going to be a big hit in the future.
He is,
right,
yeah.
According to China.
Yeah.
And what have you got there?
I have.
What are you fondling so
quickly? No. It's not for us. It's for our listener.
Oh.
Listeners.
Oh, our listener.
Yeah, our yeah, listener, right. It's a great package to give away.
It's a competition.
Good.
Yeah, of
looking
course.
I've got a T-shirt.
Oh, what's on the T-shirt?
With the Italian Zombie Movie 1 and 2.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Marvellous.
Fucking genius. I have a flyer. I have
a flyer,
a DVD that's signed by cast and crew and director.
Wow.
Whoa.
To give away.
Budinski.
Sexy time.
Wow.
Budinski. Sexy time.
Budinski. Come on.
Did we get a Blu-ray?
Oh, is there a Blu-ray? A Budinski.
Or a Blu-ray?
I wouldn't have fucking thought so. You never know. Sorry.
Posters, promos, fish magnets, and badges that make love in the night. And
yes, and you get
baby badges.
Fucking badges.
Fucking badges. Yes.
Badges.
And badges. So much badger hatred in the world.
It's
why can't we just love the badger?
Do you know what Thomas's new film is?
No.
It's called the Giant Rubber Monster Movie in tribute to all the gay Jew films and all the gods.
The gay Jew films?
I mean, like, that one. We had a conversation about this earlier.
This is an entirely new genre, the gay Jew film.
Gay Jew. Gay Jew.
Gay Jew.
Gay Jew.
Gay
Jew.
Gay
Jew. Gay Jew. But we have all this to go on the podcast to give away to some lucky fucker.
So some lucky guy.
Yeah, so keep an eye out on the blog when this podcast goes out. I shall take photos.
When this podcast goes out,
I shall take photos and I shall stick a question up somewhere.
Amy, fuck me, Amy.
Do anybody got a question you could stick out?
How much did the director spend on the postage to get the package to us?
That's yes.
That is good. That's I like it. Inspired.
Yeah,
that's an observational question.
Well, you should say where he sent it from. Really,
yeah, let's give him a clue. It's from.
No, because that's where he lives and people know him.
Do they?
What if his mum enters?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is his mum likely to enter?
Probably have given his mum a copy already.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
his mum's probably one of these gay Jew fuckers.
That's a great question, Gav. How much did it cost Thomas Budinski
to send a box?
To send a box from
to Johnny.
Johnny the badger fucker.
From
badger fucker.
Yeah, where did that come from?
Fox badges.
Wild kids about.
Wild wife wanker. Yeah, so it's going to cost whatever it costs to send John Eyre this package. And that's the question
from
the contest.
Where's it coming from?
It's come from.
It's come from far away.
It has come from
China. It's not from Italy.
No, it's not from China because they're not allowed to send things into the future.
Muscogen.
Yeah, does that mean all the Chinese post is going to be stopped? Because obviously it's sending things into the future.
The future must be, man. They're banning themselves.
They've not thought it through, have they?
We've uncovered something bigger here. John's having trouble reading the box.
I am. I'm trying to sort of see where it comes from because it's got all.
Do you get many packages?
No.
Handle the care, Jonathan.
Yes.
It says.
Although when you've seen the contents, that's
right. We're about to see it on here. We're cool.
Tossing to the nearest bin.
It'd be a great fucking place for the ear.
Bin would probably be the best thing
where
to do.
Where did fucking go? I don't know. Where'd you go?
North.
Yeah.
Oh, north somewhere. North! It's north! North.
It's Newcastle!
It's a good job he doesn't work in a Royal Mail, is
it? Am I?
Where did you fucking come from?
Hold on, stop. How much did it cost
you'd
Thomas?
You'd make a great postman, you would.
Fuck you.
Postman twat. Postman twat and the package you can't read.
How much did it cost Thomas to send Johnny this package from America to Britain?
I forgot all about your content. This is the competition, isn't it?
It's okay. Still the competition.
But even if you don't win, go check his film.
Is it in dollars? It's in dollars, isn't it?
It's in dollars.
It's in dollars. Not
buy that
it's
for a dollar amount,
yeah.
It's US dollars, not Canadian.
Exchange rates and all that.
Have they got to get to the nearest cent?
50.
Well, nearest to the answer wins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I will closest. Take a picture of my package.
I bet you will.
What?
That's for a different size.
A bit worried about that. And stick it up on.
That's a total different
Rob's
size.
Forehead this evening whilst he's sleeping. And just send me an email and we'll sort it.
I've just gone into the future.
Get back. So yes, there you go, Thomas. Thank you very much for your package. You are a star, man.
Ah, it's
and,
competition.
We are now moving on to our main subject.
Oh my lord, the main feature.
Evening, which is Mad Scientist.
Oh,
Mad Scientist.
Play.
Is this yellow?
We're not playing Coldplay.
Just playing a random song.
Yeah.
Does it say Mad Scientist with it?
It's Einstein a go-go.
Oh, Einstein a go-go. Oh, go-go. Oh. Got it. Oh.
With the fades.
Oh, beautiful. We're in.
What's happening then, John?
Nothing. Jack and shit. He's here.
What's on by here?
Come on, we're on it. The main subject of the show.
Oh, okay, yes.
Mad Scientist.
Oh, is that the news?
No, you've had that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
News is finished a long time ago.
So, I do believe that...
He's turned into a southern preacher.
What we've all talked about and made lists of over the last few weeks, Mad Scientist is a massive genre.
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah. And we all love a big genre.
Many
with
films.
A bit. Obviously, unless you're in China.
Yes, the genre is a band in China.
So,
removing
working on.
You finally got to see Human Centipede.
Yes.
And Gav finally got to see Human Centipede.
My lord, what a hell of a long time before that, didn't it?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, yeah, you finally got to see it and we will make our way up. So what would you say would be first? Recorded. Recorded Mad Scientist on cinema.
Because
No,
come on, let's have the facts. Spit the facts.
We've not had a fact.
Come on, let's have the facts.
It's often stated that the first mad scientist was obviously Dr. Frankenstein.
Yeah. I'm on about on film. It was
film. I'm not.
It was Edison's Frankenstein from the Silent Screamers.
Yeah, I don't know.
But the first. Oh, well, come on. That's fact corner doesn't know.
Hang on.
I don't know.
Hit me with the facts! We need to know! Facts! No. Facts! Hit us with the facts!
Yes, like we needed to know the news!
I didn't have the news, but I'd like a fact!
Well, I've got no facts!
Now then, look, stop it.
Stop it now.
When did Frankenstein come out?
1818.
Oh, has he come out? It's been gay.
Yeah, I never knew he was gay.
With the gay Jews.
No, hello, got a bolt for my neck. Yeah, along with a few jokes.
I have got a fact about Frankenstein, which is quite a good one.
Okay. Well, we can't wait. We need a fact.
Do you want the jingle again?
No, I don't want a jingle.
He's got off his jingle.
What happened was,
well, Santa.
Obviously, Frankenstein was 1818.
But that's a funny age.
There was a novel called The Drums of Jeopardy.
Oh,
in
right.
1920.
Oh, was it?
Right. Which had a mad scientist in.
Right.
Now, the name of that mad scientist was taken by William Henry Pratt. Who turned into?
Snigger.
Jack the Ripper.
Oh,
who? Oh,
the name of the scientist in the book was called Boris Karloff.
Fucking lost me on that one.
Thank God, sorry, have I got too intelligent?
Oh no, William Pratt was obviously Boris Karloff's real name.
Oh,
was it?
So that's where he took his name for. From Boris Karloff in the novel The Drums of Jeopardy, which was a mad scientist called Boris Karloff.
He's got a lovely tone of voice, Tim, hasn't he? You can imagine him reading a bedtime story.
Yeah, yeah. When he's not offending Scrappy Doo.
Yeah.
When he's not raping children.
Yeah.
I'll read your bedtime story.
It's when this book's finished. Sweet dreams.
That was a fight, but you've obviously.
That
was better than the news I didn't have.
Yeah. Well, he didn't have to be much, really.
No, it's a top mind.
To beat the news.
So then, from Frankenstein, obviously before that, there was what me and Gav was talking about, on the Cabinet of Dr. Caligari and...
Yep.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yeah. Metropolis.
Metropolis,
yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Fritz Lang.
Do you really? There was,
No, I always sit like this.
Good for you.
But then there's the Invisible Man, is that...
I haven't seen him.
H.G. Wells did a few mad scientists, really, didn't he?
Well, yeah, I mean, like the time machine.
Hang on.
Oh,
hey, Gav, go on.
Time machine.
We
have. It is a continuing theme.
But also, the Iron Man, Dr. Moreau.
Unless time machine, maybe it was like the Herb.
The Herb?
The Herb, as in time.
The time machine.
He was a gardener.
The past is aging time machine.
That'd be a lovely version of a kind of gardener's science fiction story.
Yeah, with Alan Titmarsh.
No science or fiction. Yeah,
Titmarsh. Good.
See, I don't walk across the Titmarsh
censorship.
You did. See if iTunes approve it. Probably not. But I sent it out on Twitter and Facebook,
you would, wouldn't you, Mr. Narcissism?
Yes. And basically what people were saying was their favourite mad scientist film.
What have we got back?
Well, I've got TJ Fowler.
Who? Never heard of it. Policeman?
TJ Fowler. Yeah. He said he's
taking time off from the Enterprise.
He says, I can't mention that.
Sorry.
Oh.
He says it was a Reanimator.
Okay, that's good.
No, well, that is a classic, yes.
Yeah,
classic.
Josh.
Sorry, yeah.
Josh Hewitt says,
Musician's Tourette.
Mrs. Demence.
Josh Hewitt says, well, I've never seen this one. He says, I'll go old school, and I think it fits. The Man They Could Not Hang, in my opinion, is one of Carl. Karloff's best. I've never seen that. Is it?
No, he obviously needs to tell us more about that.
It sounds like a classic film. Though. The man,
let's have this man to tell us more of this film.
Come on, Josh. Come on, Josh. Poodle wrestler.
Do you think poodle wrestler's a made up name?
No.
You mean that,
that's his that real his name on Twitter?
Poodle wrestler.
Oh, it's his real name on Twitter. Yeah, no. Must be his real
it's
name,
not his actual name. On his birth certificate, it doesn't say poodle wrestler.
No, it's
wrestler.
Mr. Mardu.
Mr. Poodle.
He said Bride of the Monster, Edward D. Wood Jr.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's another one. Good. Stephen Carling, a reanimator again.
Oh, it's a classic.
Bexy Foss, reanimator, and the man with two brains, of course.
Bexy Fox.
Bexy Fox, hello.
Oh, okay. That's
cool. Nice. Cool. Bexy Fox.
And the one we're not mentioning yet, the man with two brains, a Steve Martin one.
Oh, well, that's absolutely crappily classic.
Yeah. It's good, isn't it, man? That was when Steve Martin was still funny.
Exactly. He was kind of funny in that, yeah. I went to an all-night Steve Martin film at the Odeon.
An all-night?
Yeah, all-night Steve Martin. It was The Jerk. That's right, isn't it? Yeah.
Dead Men Don't Wear Play.
No, that wasn't on there. The man with doesn't. No, not that one. The man with two brains.
Yeah.
And All of Me.
All of me.
Yeah. It's the one where doesn't he turn into a woman?
Yeah, a little.
Or he's a woman. And his woman doesn't think he's a woman because she's a woman.
That sounds shit.
It was crap.
Let's move on.
I don't think I've described that very well.
No.
You just described loose women.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Are you sure you didn't go and see a Robin Williams one with Mrs. Doubtfire?
Not me. No. I definitely didn't go that far in the gender bending stakes.
Well,
I'm not going to get you to pitch my film though to the Hollywood execs. We'll see, it's a film about a woman. There's and he thinks he's a woman, but his woman doesn't think he's a woman.
But then
great,
a woman.
We'll buy it. But he might be a woman.
They probably would if it was a remake of All of Me.
He's got a mangina. So, Misfit Boy, good old Misfit Boy, said reanimator.
Boring.
Boy!
We've had
not
that.
Not very original, is it?
It's not very original, I would agree. We've had that.
No, I asked people what their favourite was and they told me.
Okay, I'd say reanimator as well. He's fantastic.
Fantastic.
The man, Gracie's Poppy.
Oh, he's brilliant.
Says Dr. Emilio Lizardo.
You're feeling alright.
I know, you've actually said somebody's brilliant.
Ah.
Dr. Emilio Lizardo, John Lithgow, in Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension.
Oh, that's a shit film.
It is a shit film, man.
Such a crap film.
That's it.
Does he know the build up to that film? Was he alive when that came out? I was walking the earth. He's about our age.
No, he's about
all the magazines that were writing.
Check out his new blog as well, Poppy's Glass.
That was coming out with James Woods. Is it James Woods who was Buckaroo Banzai?
No, it's Peter Weller, isn't it?
Peter Weller. That's it, yes. Weller. I knew it was like James Woods.
Tell me more.
Oh, it's crap.
It is crap.
It sounds terrible.
Vaughn from Motion Picture Massacre, my best buddy Vaughn, Mad Monster Party.
Oh, the animated stop motion thing.
Yeah. I've recently got a Funko toy from that.
I've got it on VHS.
Have you?
Okay. I've got it on VHS.
VHS.
Not Betamax.
Yeah.
VHS.
And you want to digitize that, my friend?
Betamax. That's kind of like a concrete that you have.
Beat my mix.
It's a concrete.
Mike off of the Fantastic Cadaver Lab says Dr. Fives.
There you go. Once again, we have the doctors and me.
Yes, exactly.
Of doctors and scientists.
Good.
Where do you draw the line?
I'm slightly disappointed that I'm nowhere on that list was Eddie Murphy from Naughty Professor.
Well,
which was a remake.
Which
was the Kerry
Lee there's
the original, like the old Flubber. That's another one. Flubber, is that what it's called?
Yeah, Flubber. That is mad science. Not a Flubber.
Yeah. I've not seen that. I just saw the poster. It just looks horrible.
That's the stuff.
And there was a
Flubber's about. That's a remake of a 50s thing.
Is it?
Yeah, I remember watching it a few years ago.
I'm flubbergasted.
Flubbergasted.
Hey!
Fantastic. Come on, Gav, throw some more titles at him.
Okay, Dr. Satan from House of 1000 Corpses.
Blimey.
Silence.
That's a curveball.
Is that a Rob Zombie thing?
It's a Rob Zombie film.
Yes.
Dirty words.
I don't mind them two. That's the Thousand Corpses, Devil's Rejects.
Devil's Rejects is a far better film.
Nasty as fuck. Sid Haig, classic.
Yeah, proper.
He's good in them.
The Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
What are we feeling about those?
Are they mad scientists?
They're more like Ghostbusters. They are really paranormal.
Scientists. Yeah, but what's his name? The guy with the curly and the glasses.
Bill Murray, he's a tit.
Not him. No.
Gary and Wyatt from Weird Science.
Weird Science.
Are they scientists though?
They just kind of create a woman from a Barbie doll and a PC and a few other
works for me.
Shitty.
yes. Simo creates many women.
Very fine woman.
That was his last date.
And
it went well, didn't it, Sim?
No, yes.
Did he take her to Cineworld?
No.
Okay.
It wasn't local.
Kentucky
then.
Fried?
No.
A car boot?
I've never met a woman I'd take to Kentucky Fried.
It's never been that special.
No.
Never wanted to spend that much money on it.
No. Buy your own bastard book.
Buy your own chicken, you bitch.
He's off his fucking rocker tonight.
Have you started doing drugs or something?
Yeah, he's talking over tonight. He's been really nice tonight, isn't he?
I am. You've got my evil side. It's passed over.
I've been possessed by Bob.
I've passed over into you at some point tonight.
Buy your own bucket, bitch. That's really
nice. Bucket bitch, that's Kentucky Fried's new slogan. Come and die, Kentucky Fried. Get your bucket, bitch.
Your new bucket, bitch. With your side of fucking ham.
Fucking ham. Nasty butcher, he's back.
Butcher,
bacon. Anyway, go on, Gav, throw it over.
Seth Brundle
of The Fly.
We did The Fly. Do you not listen to this podcast?
Yeah,
does.
I get slagged off by you on it all.
Yes, Gav, come on, Gav, give him some back.
Yes,
just while we're talking about what's the guy's name? Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, well.
Independence Day, he played David Levinson.
Oh.
Came up with that super code at the end and downloaded it into the
ABC. Which was just like so
stupid.
Shit, wasn't it?
It was a terrible film.
Also, he was Ian Malcolm in Jurassic Park. So he's played a few little.
Yeah. So he's got the mad scientist in Gangs with Tea.
Yeah.
He's a bit typecast, really.
Yeah, he's a bit gangly and weird, isn't he?
Yeah, I think that kind of works.
Like, in real life, he's a bit of an eccentric and it kind of carries over into his films.
Exactly.
What's that film? Earth Girls Are Easy.
Gina Davis, Jim Carrey's in it as well, one of his first films.
What's he doing now, Goblum?
He's on West End in London.
Is he?
He was on Top Gear
playing the mad scientist.
Other motor shows are available.
We're on Top Gear later.
They also be taking their clothes off on the West End.
I actually know about that, to be honest.
Simo
he's been lurking backstage with his Kentucky bitch.
Get off it, bitch.
Goldblum.
I think I just ruined that conversation.
That's fine.
No, you added to it immensely.
Gav, you throw this out mega. Carry on.
Sorry.
No, it's great, man.
Einstein from the 80s, Yahoo Serious.
Oh, I remember that.
Do you remember the
Einstein film? Yeah.
No.
Australia or New Zealand?
It was Australia or, yeah.
Never seen it.
No.
Young Einstein. Yeah. Did we go to speak to see it?
No, we didn't. I draw the line. We didn't go see that.
It's
not
angry, Sim.
No, we fucking didn't, bitch.
We didn't go to those cinema.
But one we did do is Dr. Logan in Day of the Dead.
You held my hand.
Dr. Frankenstein.
We was there. You held my hand through the Einstein.
Oh, it was romantic, was it?
And then the next day, you bought me popcorn and took me to see Bigfoot and the Henderson.
Get your bucket, bitch.
You took me to see Bigfoot and the Henderson at the ABC.
I love a gay romance.
And bought me a hot dog.
Oh my lord.
What are you on about?
You says, have a chomp on this hot dog, it's a bit salty.
Hey!
It was nice.
Salty hot dogs.
I love a bit of innuendo.
Where was we?
In the middle
I'm
of
not
a gay
sure
cast.
You are. Yeah, you're in the middle of a gay
romance. Dr. Logan from Day of the Dead.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Dr. Logan. Yeah. Oh,
famous
Frankenstein.
For domesticating zombies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bob. Legend classic.
Salute this, you sack of shit.
Yeah.
Choke on it!
Is that what you said to Simbo?
That's what you said to me.
Oh,
when I was watching Bigfoot the
Edison. Choke on that bucket!
Choke on my bucket! He's lost the fucking
I'm loving this.
I've never seen him like this.
He's out of control.
He's come to life.
He's a man, he's possessed, man.
Fucking mental, man.
Let me join my possession of Simbo.
Stupid 18.
Anyway, go on, Gavin.
Assuming there are any children still listening, we have Plankton from SpongeBob. It was a film, wasn't it?
I've got the first SquarePants film. It's very good.
I love the old SquarePants.
SpongeBob.
Fantastic. SquarePants.
Heinz Doofenshmirtz. Schmerz from
Heinz Doofenshmirtz.
I read that to Gabby the pub on and he spat his pint all over his face.
It's just one of those names.
Unless Simo got excited.
What you got up to in the toilet? I don't think he's appropriate here.
Simo's Heinz Doofenshmirtz all over Gab's face.
That's from Phineas and Ferb on Disney Channel. Other children's shows are available.
Are you reading stuff out from the Disney Channel?
I've got to be honest.
That is straight from the barrel now, isn't it, really?
No, we said no.
And we run that low on the mad scientist that we've gone to the Disney Channel.
I'm just trying to keep it varied.
That's good, man. You did a good job.
And listen to the shopping channel.
He's keeping it together, isn't he? We've lost it, we have.
I've got to be honest, my daughter did help me with some of these.
Oh, okay.
We've got. Who else have we got from the kids?
We've got the best one.
Go on.
Dr. Cockroach from.
And the best one, Dr. My Cock.
Dr. Cock.
Oh my god, what's happened to Simon? We forgot the best one.
Turns to a right raving pervert, hasn't he?
Dr. Cock.
Dr. Cock's Vax Corner.
Oh, man.
Dr. Cock's Vax Corner, I think.
No, you did make a valid one. What was Dr. Cockroach from Monsterverse?
Dr. Cockroach from Monsterverse.
Oh,
Monster
yes, he's great.
Bastard.
Hugh Laurie, isn't it?
Hugh Laurie?
From House. Did you do the voice?
Hugh Laurie.
Hugh Laurie. Hugh Laurie.
Hugh Laurie, me drunk. Him van. He bus. Hugh Laurie. He bus. He taxi.
Me bicycle.
Me bicycle. Tandem.
Oh my lord.
I'm glad I'm not sure.
I'm glad Gav's here because this would have just been a complete mess otherwise.
Oh, I'm probably boring everyone.
No, you're not.
You are the glue on the podcast that's falling apart,
Frankenfurter from Rocky Horror Show.
Okay. I've never seen Rocky Horror Show.
No. You're not missing anything, really.
Freaks me out.
Is that the one where everybody gets dressed up each year?
That's what put me off. Right, if ever you look in the town where it was showing, yeah, and you see loads of people in the street in the fishnets and all that
loads
stuff.
Loads of blokes
usually men.
That's just where you live, man.
That's just using me going to the post office.
Southwesters.
That's Colton.
Yeah, that's Colton for you in a nutshell. Yeah,
come to our town.
You think you're on the waltzes, it spins round
me.
Feel about
that. Stop talking about Rob like that.
Being on Rob's like being on the waltzes.
Well, yes.
You feel a bit wobbly.
Screaming if you want to go faster.
It's an exciting ride. I will start charging at some point. Kids can go free.
Shut up.
You're going to go at me.
Wait to sit those on a shit. Yeah.
Before you know it, some gypsy lads jumped on the back of you as well. Riding your own
bag.
You're having a go at me.
You're having a go at me.
I'll ride your kids for free. What have we got? We got Beaker and Dr. Bunsen Honeydew from the Muppet Show.
Have we just started naming scientists' podcasts? No, we're going to go on to like the actual what's the favourite.
I must say I've not seen hardly any of these.
I've not seen any mad science films at all, which is probably podcast, but you know,
yeah,
I'll catch up in the. I've seen one. I know which one I have seen.
And what is it?
It's the old centipede thing.
Yeah. Oh, human centipede. Okay, that must be the most recent. Is that the most recent mad scientist?
That must be. I think it must be.
Yeah, I think that's
the latest. So it's good that Hollywood, or not even Hollywood.
That's not Hollywood.
No, whoever's making mad scientist films, then
it's still doing it.
That was the point that we made, like what Gavin just said. Even like, you know, like I said with the stuff on the Disney Channel, Nickelodeon.
Exactly.
The mad scientist.
It's right through every genre.
It's through every genre, isn't it?
It's even invading TV commercials.
Really?
I see commercials for our American audience.
Commercials are available.
Adverts.
Adverts.
The doctor from the Weetos adverts.
Yeah, of course.
Is he a mad scientist?
Yeah, he's got like
glass cereals.
What's Weetos?
Them little round things.
Oh, cereals.
They're like Cheerios. All the cereals are real. they're like Cheerios, basically. Yeah.
But they're made of wheat.
But they're made from Kellogg's.
And isn't he on the box?
Yeah, he is.
I think so. Yeah, he used to have his advert was like a... Frankenstein kind of thing.
Where he injected it into the wheat. And it
I mean, God's earth, is that supposed to make you want a breakfast seal if you're made by a mad scientist?
I have no idea.
I'd buy it. It'd be a great box.
Although Kellogg himself was a bit of a mad scientist. He used to invent things. He used to make things out of shit, didn't he?
Do you know what cornflakes were?
Kellogg's.
His first cereal was like, anti-masturbation aid.
It didn't work for me.
Hold on a minute. Sorry. This conversation's got good. What?
And they were monks, weren't they?
Yeah. Well, they were
Kellogg's were monks.
They were, that's why cornflakes were first made.
Oh, for monks?
No, yeah. Anti-masturbation aid.
It was supposed to reduce the libido or something.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Well, if you sell the tapes like to
grip your knob.
It'd hurt. Yeah. That would hurt, man, yeah.
It'd certainly be a crunch.
Cornflake wank.
It's a thing. But then, have you had a cornflake wank?
Then you cover it in milky goodness.
Gavin has hit his peak on the podcast. He is now officially one of us.
Yes. Congratulations.
We accepted one of us.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Exactly. That was quite great, that wasn't
it? No, it's a moment of genius.
So anyway, out of all these titles being thrown around, and obviously, like I say, from stuff of Disney and the early Frankensteins, whatever else and stuff.
All the way up to Kellogg's.
Kellogg's wank flakes.
Other cereals are available.
What would you say? Like, let's go round the table.
Okay, let's go round the table.
Who's only actually seen one?
What are we doing?
What's your favourite mad scientist film?
Well, I've only seen one.
No, you've not seen
that one. It's that one.
No, what about you? You've seen Frankenstein.
We're not even talking about Superman and Lex Luthor.
No, it's still my favourite.
Is he a scientist, Lex Luthor?
I think he's just the main mastermind, isn't he?
I suppose he's a scientist, isn't he? Yeah, I suppose you class him as a scientist. But no, my favourite is
like Blofeld in the Bond films. He's not a scientist, but he's baddie, isn't he?
My favourite is definitely the German genius.
He just creates scientific things, doesn't he?
Laser beams, and things like that.
On the top of shots.
His name?
Yes.
I don't know what his name was.
Dr. Heuter. Dr. Heuter, there you go.
Dr. Heuter off of the centipede.
That's my favourite.
From Deutschland, no?
Ah! Ich bin von Deutschland! Ja!
That's good, yeah?
Ich heiße.
Entschuldigung, Sie bitte.
Pardon you?
Darf ich dein Brussenhälter aufsteigen?
See, Gary Jennings has just said something in German that was really just as bad as what I have said, but nobody can understand it.
You must have been able to understand it if you know what it was.
Well, I'm not that daft enough to say it, am I?
Oh, okay. Das gut, ja!
Das gut, ja!
Oh, that's cool.
Oh.
That's cool.
So, no, I would say, anyway. I don't know, my favourite probably, I'd have to go with the crowd.
You go with the crowd.
Boringness.
That's your job.
Reanimator, I love it.
Really?
Yeah, that is brilliant.
It's a great film.
Not because, like, you know, I mean.
Is that Dr. Pretorius, or is that in the Beyond?
No. That's from Beyond.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Total madness, yeah.
Oh, that's the pineal gland going insane, isn't it?
Herbert West.
And doing all this stuff. Herbert West. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got to be my favourite. As well. Mm. Although I think
it's based on Lovecraft,
H.P. Lovecraft.
You can't. Right? I mean, it's that thing. You can't say like my favorite one is, and that's it. Because like,
there's
say,
so many mad scientists.
Yeah, but it's so spread throughout
ubiquitous
genre. Anyway,
yeah,
big
movies,
sci-fi movies. It's just everything.
Every movie ever made has got a mad scientist in it somewhere.
Back to the Future.
Facts.
Of course. Dr. Brown.
Of course, yeah.
Is that his name, Dr. Brown?
Oh, yeah.
Emmett Brown,
Dr. Brown, in fact.
Dr. Brown, we do have a sample of Dr. Brown.
Here he is.
Oh, we have a sample. Fantastic. Here it is.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
Oh no, it's the wrong sample, but it's so great.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious shit.
We've got it done. Thanks, mate. Yeah, lovely.
It's just a shame he's a time traveller and we can't talk about it.
No, we can't. Banned in China.
Indeed.
The Chinese!
Edward Scissorhands, Vincent Price's last role.
Oh, yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Was he in the catering truck?
Oh, that was sad though, wasn't it?
He was, yeah.
Have you seen Edward Penis? No, that's a former. Edward Scissorhands. Have you seen the picture of Penis Hands,
but I've not actually seen Penis Hands.
I've not seen
Shaving Ryan's Privates either.
That was a game.
Oh, is it? Oh, no, okay.
I've not seen it.
Mother, talk about the whole thing, Jamal.
Go shave.
You sounded like Don Corleone.
Say hello to my little homosexuals. Friends.
What was on about? Yeah, Vincent Price. Have you seen Edward Scissorhands?
I have, yeah. He's at the start, isn't he? He kind of dies at the start, gives him some presents, rips them open. It's got proper hands in it, and he hasn't got time to put them on because he dies.
I think he put
scissors on so he could open the present, I think.
Bless him.
Oh,
that's a great one.
I completely forgot about that film. Yeah. But I did see it in the Odeon.
I've seen it once. 1964, was it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
The cinemas are available, Robert.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm here to endorse the Odeon. They're paying me to reopen it. I'm trying to get a campaign.
Do all you can. We want the Odeon.
We do, yes.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, did you?
Fantastic.
That's a good one, that is. Yeah.
Disney again.
Cinema's remake, Honey, I Shagged the Kids.
I'm not a paedophile.
That's what they all say.
Oh, they all say that.
I'm not.
It's all like the Elephant Man.
I'm not a man.
I'm not an animal. How about Finkelstein from Nightmare Before Christmas?
Not Shaggy.
He's a good one.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
That's a good man.
In his wheelchair.
Hannibal Lecter.
Is there something?
Are we having that?
Yeah, I suppose.
He's treading doctor territory.
I think there is a thin line between doctors.
You've got to do something chemically.
His doctor killed him.
You've got to make something.
Yeah, I think we should cut it right there.
It's a Chamberlain, isn't it? No, he's a twat.
To having. Chamberlain's nice at all.
Have you seen him lately? His face is fucking mad.
Is it?
Yeah. He's got Richard Chamberlain. He's got a right plastic face. He's got that LA.
Oh, okay.
Tony Curtis.
That's the latest thing, though, isn't it? They're all mad scientists who are having all this fucking plastic surgery done.
It just expand into real life when you see these people. Like, I want massive fat lips and a big stretched face.
I can organise that for you.
Wait till all the boys. Wait till all the boys have gone, Rob, like usual. But there's one, right, which we have not mentioned, and I'm going to kick you all in the balls for not mentioning it.
You can try.
I was going to mention it in the future if I was allowed to.
What is it?
I'm not mentioning the future yet.
Go on, you do it.
Go on, we got.
All right, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
I said it earlier.
We weren't recording then.
Yeah, the Louis Stevenson classic. He mentioned it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I'll keep myself in the balls.
You'll have to.
That'd be impressive, sir. Yeah. I'd like to watch
Bruce
that.
Bruce Banner, the Hulk.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. That's
okay, not a doctor, a scientist.
Scientist.
We have got that thin line of doctor and scientist.
Yeah, why was he Doctor Bruce Banner?
Because he was a doctor?
Because he was a doctor.
What was he a doctor of?
Doctor of injecting.
He wasn't doing any doctor, gamma rays, was
he? I mean, Thor's a doctor.
I mean, he's a fucking.
Yeah, but he's
God.
A doctor in his alternate life. So is he a scientist?
I can't remember his name.
You know, I couldn't the other day. And then I remembered it was Jane Foster. And I thought, oh God, it's Jane Foster.
That's
isn't
who thing he's playing, isn't she?
What's her name? Keira Knightley?
No.
Imelda Marcos.
Fucking Black Swan Bird.
Fucking
Black Swan Bird.
Natalie Portman.
How long is it since we went to New York?
Oh, it was in the past.
10 years.
Yes, dear.
2004.
Very much in the past.
But you can't mention that. So
we'll cut that out. But what about the Invisible Man?
I've not seen
him. Have you seen him?
I've mentioned that.
I've not seen him again.
What was his name in the book?
It was her. I only watched it the other week as well. The fantastic film
Harry Potter.
And I can't think what his name was.
The book was creepy.
In the remake, it's Sebastian Cain. That's any help.
Oh, that rings a bell. Yeah,
Gavin knows Hollow Man.
Shit, doesn't
it? Oh, Hollow Man.
Hollow Man, of course. Hollow Man, that's another one.
That's just Invisible Man, isn't it?
We might as well do films that have got people in them.
The whole point is discussion. It's probably to show how many fucking films right there.
But we are confusing the genres because you've got mad scientists, but really, are they mad?
Yeah. Not all science is so mad, because they're trying to push scientific advancement forward.
Yeah, you could say that about every scientist.
It's that fine line, isn't it? Between genius and madness.
It's their job, isn't it? Yeah, you've probably got scientists now creating worms with ears.
Brian Cox is a mad scientist. Is he? Thousands and millions and billions and trillions.
Trillions of Cox.
Oh, he is, yeah. That's true, yeah, he is.
He does my head in that way.
No, but the whole point of this discussion is it just shows you how much and how mad and how many there is. Tons of
them. We haven't talked about video games yet. We've got William Birkin from Resident Evil games.
Another one as well, yeah.
Dr. Robotnik from Sonic the Hedgehog.
He's a mad one.
Professor Frink from The Simpsons. Again, not a game, but it's just a TV show and another.
There's a lot of stuff on that, isn't there?
Loads. Oh, there's so
it
many
is, it
people.
Just crosses over
lots of mad scientists.
So yeah. It crosses over from films to games to TV shows.
From books all, you know, to film.
Why are they just advancing the world with their genius?
Would somebody who, you know, like you've got your fish tank, so like, I'm going to get some fish from Tropicana, stick them in there, you put a pipe in. Exactly. You put a pipe in, and it's going to keep these fish alive.
You put a pipe in? Right.
Put
it's
pipe going to
keep
lad.
Them alive.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like mad thing, is it? It's not like then they're going to then turn into
superfish.
Yeah, superfish or anything, is it? That's not a mad idea. It's just an idea.
This is the blurry line between madness.
That's what I mean.
And feeding
a mad idea is taking a dead body and saying I'm going to plug electricity into it and turn it back to life.
I thought it was a good idea at the time.
Yeah,
I suppose the line is like, oh yeah, maybe I could get that person and sew it to that other person's arsehole and then have the other person.
Yeah, that is quite.
But that's mad, but nice. Then there's that, what's madness is then actually trying to do it.
Oh, back to Human Centipede.
Yeah, that's the one that's on our mind.
And that's where the madness is.
The two great mad scientist films, Reanimator.
Not a Human Centipede.
You said it was shit earlier on.
I was lying.
Yeah, I think Reanimator is probably the best one. No, because there's so much mad scientist lunacy going on in that, you know.
There is, definitely.
Yeah, and there's a lovely luminous green liquid as well.
Yeah, you can't beat it, isn't it?
You can't
beat it. That's a brilliant end scene where the liquid just goes down.
Yeah,
fantastic, man. Stuart Gordon.
That's when he was right. Stuart Gordon was on fire.
Oh, fact corner.
Oh, is there a fact corner? Fact corner.
When Stuart Gordon originally got the idea to do Reanimator, he was originally going to do it as a stage show.
Ooh.
Didn't think that would work. Ooh. And then was going to do it as a 1 hour show on the TV. Ooh. And then somebody said to him, that's rubbish, you've got to do it as a film.
Said what? That's rubbish.
You guys said it to some kind of 70s black dude.
He wanted to do it as a like a TV pilot, like an hour show.
Yeah.
And then somebody said, "No, you've got to do it as an horror film. It's an horror film. Just look
a horror, a horror film.
It's an horror film. It's an horror film.
Seen any good horror films like that?
It was originally going to be a stage show.
Brilliant
show. I'm glad he made it a film though, because it is.
Yeah. I'm glad of that fact. But as a TV show.
Story. It'd probably work as any of them, wouldn't it, really?
Well, yeah, I mean, Gav saw Reanimated for the first time the other day.
Thursday night.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
I did.
What was your opinion?
Controversial.
Rob's hit the nail on the head there, because from a nostalgia point of view, I can understand why people think it's fantastic. It's not a film I grew up with, and obviously watched it for the first time, and was a bit perplexed by some of the mad sound effects and stuff, but it was pretty good. I thought there's the worst films out there.
Loads of worse.
I've got to say,
from that age, I didn't like From Beyond, but no, I really liked it.
I've got to say that perplexed by the sound effects. What?
I have no idea.
There's lots of mad screaming in there.
Is that? Yeah. I've not noticed that. I can't say that come out of the Odeon and said I was perplexed by the sound effects.
I think the problem was,
I suppose it depends on what you've been brought up with, really, doesn't it?
Yeah. I love, and the thing you're used to good sound effects. Yeah.
The thing I love about Reanimator is like the fact of the humour as well. I mean, yeah, when he, he's got his head and he has to keep feeding it blood, and then he's got the spike and he has to keep putting the spike on.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, there's a lot of black humour in it.
Just when like when the cat comes back to life and it's on his back going,
right? Yeah, like,
no, it's
what's
so
he doing?
Funny.
What's the cat doing?
That's exactly it. Yeah, if you were just to walk in and do that mime, I'd have gone, oh, that's the captain being. Simo's great.
I'm not this year for this film, that's what it is.
Oh, okay.
He's doing well, man. It's
that's something with the cats on their back, in case.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I thought it was a mad lunatic scientist.
To be in his film, do that. Go on the table, munch him off, you've got a part.
I say, obviously, going back to the
munch him
off. No, I'm busy.
We need subtitles for the Americans. Well, they know what that means. Munch me off.
I probably heard it before.
I probably get the idea. You're like, munch
like,
me off.
Yeah, that'll work. Yeah. Just say like before everything, and then I'll get it.
So I'm a gay paedophilia fucking.
I need a week.
This is hard.
You're just admitting it now, Sim.
So I'm a gay paedophilia.
Can I take over
the recording?
Yes, thank you.
That's probably the worst podcast I've ever done.
I think it's been the best, man. It's been the Simo show. I think I've enjoyed it. But you come across like that in your natural
know it's
world.
A joke.
Well, possibly. Yeah.
People
maybe,
know
maybe
it's
I'm
not
the
real.
Catalyst.
People know you're not a pedo.
Yes. So have we got any more messages from friends? You know, like I don't know, zombie.
I've got 17 pages about fucking human centipede here, man.
Well, it's
really out then. Don't wait for it.
All the listeners want
to
hear it.
Anus to mouth. Anus to mouth.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So that's thing, it then. I think we can wrap it up.
What did surprise me about Human Centipede, when I originally heard what the film was called, for a long time I thought it was going to be some 50s throwback about some guy who gets bitten by a centipede.
Turns into a monster.
And have loads of legs.
That would have been cool.
I'd love to see a man with an armored legs.
While we're on the subject, from what I hear, the idea came around from pretty much like we're doing now. Sat around. The filmmakers had a few beers. And from what I understand, the idea of the whole film came around. They were talking about paedophiles, Simo.
Luckily, we're not recording.
It's still the episode.
We're still live.
I would just like to say that I am not a
put it on the
paedophile.
Record, Sim. Not a fucking paedophile. You're a celibate paedophile.
You gave you a lift earlier on.
Ripping me, man.
Ripping me all.
You're ripping me, man.
Hey, take it easy, brother. You're ripping me.
Next time I drive by Iceland, fucking.
It
might be a fucking drive by Iceland. Fucking paedophile.
Seriously. Story like about they were in a pub drinking beers and they were talking about suitable punishments for paedophiles, and one of the guys did say, I think they should have their mouths sewn to the arseholes of truck drivers. And the director thought, oh, you know what, that's not a bad idea.
Well, that's what I know.
And I wonder if that's why the truck driver's at the start of the film and he takes a dump in the woods and
shit happens.
Yeah.
I just wonder what they're going to do for the second sequence, because he's not really
it does end pretty much like
there's a shitload of
well, he gets his brain blown out, doesn't he? There must be somebody who takes over his work. That's what generally happens, isn't it?
Unless it's like Saw, where they start looking at the backstory and looking into the past.
What he's done before.
Yeah, he'll be looking up some of our friends, probably.
I mean, we know he's done with the dogs together and stuff. But
Udo Walken.
Yeah, he was in Lex, apparently. But I mean, I used to watch Lex, but I can't remember him.
Lex, what was that?
It was like a sci-fi show that used to be on years ago.
He looks quite old, don't he?
Lex.
I have heard of it. I think I've seen it on eBay.
Nice.
Things from it.
What?
I've got closer.
You've got clothes, sir.
Yes, clothes, sir.
Sir, I have clothes.
I will have you know.
I have suits,
yes.
Leggings and bodkins of all sorts.
Well done, that man.
So then, I'm rounding up upon our...
Oh, we rounding
round
up?
Round them up.
Round it up, though.
Whip them out, move them out, round them up. Whip them in, move them out, move them out.
On our, like, mad scientist thing, it's
yes.
obviously the film that we've been going on about the most, probably.
Fucking Reanimator, yeah.
And
Human Centipede, isn't it?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. And, like, we were just saying, it's like, what are they going to do for the second one? Where's it going to go? Because there's no, like,
Human Centipede 2.
Synopsis.
Well, he's dead, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, they're
doing a trilogy,
something.
Though, aren't they?
They're doing a trilogy.
Yeah, second sequence. So it can't be a flashback, can it? Because if it's second sequence,
no, it's
it
supposed
must
to
be.
It's actually supposed to be, isn't it? Where they, like, make it longer and longer, so.
More people in the chain.
More legs on the centipede.
So maybe, his brother comes to the house, finds what's left of the centipede, and
starts up again.
This is cool because now we could, if the producer of the film said, "We need you to come up with a follow up now," is this what we would say? What would we do?
What would you want to see in Human Centipede 2?
Right, guys, you've got to come up with a follow up to Human Centipede. Now, this is what we want, like.
It's got to be something even more shocking, isn't it?
Yeah.
Something that's further than the first film.
I don't think... Could you get any more shocking?
Oh, I'm sure you could.
I don't think it delivers on visually.
Have you seen...
No, it's all... The idea isn't,
man, that's shocking.
What's that?
Spritsky film or whatever it's called.
Oh, Serbian.
You brought it around, didn't you?
Oh, that was dreadful. That's horrible.
That's not a horror film.
That's just a
shock film, isn't it? Yeah, just...
Yeah, but it's filmed so well, isn't it? That's the thing with it.
I don't think that's any kind of excuse to watch it.
I think that probably
deserves
my description of Scrappy Doo, really, that film.
I couldn't sit through it. It's just so awful. It's dreadful.
But that's where it's completely different. That's what I was expecting from Human Centipede, to be a similar sort of experience.
It wasn't.
But it wasn't, was it?
It's a good horror film.
It's almost comedic as well.
Very much in the base.
It's a bit tongue in cheek, isn't it? A little bit.
Literally.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of tongue in cheek.
It is the subject, mate. It is totally. I think it's a film that's totally the subject matter that takes over from the whole film.
Right.
That's the.
Oh,
right.
You just say that word matter, though, and you think, people matter.
So the follow-up is, his brother's going to turn up, isn't he? He looks just like him, because he's tweaked. He's got a twin brother.
The only thing he's doing in the second one is, like, make it more graphic, which will spoil it.
I think so.
You know what I mean, really?
That's why they've got to further the idea, take it somewhere else. Perhaps include animals into the chain. Because he had the little doggy centipede, didn't he? He's had the little centipede. Perhaps like a hybrid centipede.
It was an hotel suit.
Three dog
with a cow on the end.
Yeah.
Not really. Imagine being soaked with a cow, having that in your mouth.
Well, he's obviously going to try and make the centipede. Somebody's going to take over his work. He's going to obviously have been writing letters or something. Somebody's going
to
take over
his
work.
Well, that's what he wanted to do at the end of the film, wasn't it? With the two coppers to make it a four, not a three.
Yeah, so...
Mm. I was saying, like, if this is a proper loaded question which I asked him earlier on, which somebody asked me at work, and after I lent it to him, he says, "That's fucking sick." It's like, yeah, but you're fucking thick. It's like, where would you want to be if you had to have a choice of being in the chain of the
That's easy, man, isn't it? On the front. You've
got to be on the front, ain't you?
Well, yeah. I would think so, it's not that that would be a great kind
not
of prize in a competition, would it?
Competition, Johnny's called films.
Oh, really? Right. Yeah. And the next competition winner will be.
Yes.
Sewn to my ass. With your mouth.
With your mouth.
With your mouth.
Oh, what a great prize that would be.
Feed her! Anyway, yeah.
Is that what he says?
That's what he says. Feed her.
I thought it was fecal.
Fecal.
Fecal. As in, fecal matter. As in shit. Fecal.
No.
Fecal.
But
it's feed her. That makes more sense.
Feed her.
Totally.
So that's the question. If you said feed her or fecal, you'll get sewed to my ass.
Have we had the prize from Gavin? Have we got Gavin?
No, we haven't actually.
We've got a double competition.
Yeah.
Right, hang on. It's another competition time.
Better. Okay, in keeping with the theme of Mad Scientists,
marvellous.
I have for you a Dr. Octopus Wacky Wobbler.
Whoa! Get in!
Can't beat a Wacky Wobbler.
I've heard Gainer describe that on Facebook, is that?
Facebook?
Yeah, you're a Wacky Wobbler.
Wacky Wobbler.
You've not been showing your wacky wobbler off.
You've been warned about that
on Facebook. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Have you had your profile removed?
Sorry, carry on.
Yes, yeah. Wacky wobbler.
What is a wacky wobbler, Gavin?
It's for those bobble, people who don't know, it's a bobblehead.
A bobblehead.
Dr. Ock. And yeah, you put him on any kind of service and his head kind of rocks around and stuff.
That's so, man.
Talks about the best of us.
Mint in the box, never been opened.
We've seen it, man. It's a beautiful thing.
It's great.
It's a beautiful thing.
Fantastic prize.
Definitely worth winning.
What we do need is a question.
Oh.
So, question is, Rob.
Oh, the question is, what is Dr. Octopus's name? What is his name?
That's a bit easy, isn't it? Dr. Octopus.
No, he's got his name.
Oh.
What's his name? Marvel Comics fans will know that. No.
No, we can't answer the question. It's for the public.
Yes. Is that a good enough question?
I'm happy with that, yeah.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Or I do not have this present
on a stamped addressed envelope to
johnnyscourtfilms@gmail.com.
I've always wanted to say that.
Go on, say it.
Since send you a note about the stamped address envelope.
No, not my email address.
No,
I felt
important
to say that.
No, it's just like from the 80s, you got Saturday Superstore when the guest would come on with the prize. And
yeah, that's it, man.
That's always good.
Well, don't let him upstage you, man. You say it.
Can we do some filming?
Need to say
I thought
say
he wanted me to say the email address. That's where people are. I'm not going to give my home address out, am I?
Why not?
You know the answer,
no, not that. I'm all scared because of the PlayStation thing.
I don't want the Chinese army turning up on my fucking doorstep.
You're too late like there.
You'll get that Santa Claus.
You're fucking coming me. You white bastard.
You white bastard.
Yes,
yes.
You are.
Go on, Gav.
I've already said, you say the email address again, because that's where it's going to. So,
johnnyscourtfilms@gmail.com.
Yay!
Well done, that.
That's good, and good luck to all your entries. Anyway,
it's easy, really, isn't it? That question was too easy, didn't it?
No.
I think most people are going to get the answer right. I suppose the challenge is who'd
you pick?
Your name picked out of the hat.
Really? Oh,
it will, be picked out at random and announced on next podcast.
Exactly.
Ooh.
Which is going to be
2012,
sometime in the future.
Yes,
that's it.
That's the Chinese. No, ask the Chinese government for the next podcast.
A special Olympics podcast.
Oh, it will be. Yeah, yeah, we should do a special Olympics.
Hell, is that how long the next one's going to be?
No.
That was a cry of hell.
It will be on a monthly basis.
Well, Simo, you must be used to that, hearing no a lot.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Anyway, people, on that note,
on this note, I'm not a fucking paedophile, fucking pervert, fucking summer fucking thingy fucker.
Scrappy douche.
I said it, thingy fucker.
I like that, yeah. That
is just facts corner.
Brilliant.
Yeah, Simo, you have.
We love you, man.
Elevator.
Before you we do go,
he's on it.
Another fact for you.
Oh,
Adam, is it fact? Go on, play it.
Go on, have your facts.
I'm sticking your facts.
You better be a good one.
Fighting is the ranks. Oh, there's going to be blood.
Could just be coincidence. Well, I did notice in Reanimator you have a character called Hans Gruber, and in Die Hard, which isn't a mad scientist film at all, the main villain is called Hans Gruber.
No, you're right, that's shit, mate.
You saw it, genius.
Simo, you've been a legend to that.
Facts Wars.
Facts Wars.
Oh, I love it.
Fucking fantastic. Anyway, on that note, thanks so much for listening. If you have got to this point, I don't think that for a minute
don't blame you if you're not listening.
Apart from us lot. And
if you are, man.
Yeah,
we'll find what you're talking about.
Well, yeah.
And let me just wipe my hand over perspiration.
Oh my
god. Is that what you call it?
Facts, oh, we're having a little game on now.
Okay.
But no, thanks for listening, and we shall see you again in 2013.
Thanks to our special guest.
Sir
Gavin Jennings. Brilliant. 2013.
Is it?
Next one, right. Is it? Are we time travels? We're in China. It's 2013.
What's going on? Stop the
racism.
You silly idiot. Anyway, thank you very much from me and Gavin and Simo and Bob and Mr. Johnny Nova, and we will see you soon.
Bye.
Bye. See
bye.
Ya.
Bye. 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 No, you put it down. You put it down. Bye.
Bye.
To get some euros for his holiday, so he went there.
And the trap joke approach.
You should have a joint, little.
No, come on, mate. This is good. This is good. This is brilliant. So he gets 100 quid's worth. He runs a Chinese restaurant in the UK. He's going to Spain for his holiday. He wants some euros, so he gets 100 quid's worth of euros. And he goes there, and a bloke gives him 110 euros back for his 100 quid, right? So he's happy enough with that, and he goes away. And then he suddenly thinks, oh, while I'm there, I might want to do a bit more than 100 quid. I might need some more euros. So he goes back to the Bureau de Change, same bloke, about a week later, gives him his 100 quid, and the bloke gives him 95 euros. And he says, what you doing? last week,
you had the Chinese accent to be
here tonight. Last week,
China meets Birmingham.
What you do? Why you do? Why you not give me?
Chinese promise.
Why you not give me under 10 euros? I don't know what he's turning into now.
It's a whole new language. Promise.
Yeah. Listen, man, it's sorry, a joke. Yeah. Okay, sorry, okay. Yeah. Why you not give me under 10 euros? Why you give me 95 euros? And the man, the bloke behind the counter, goes fluctuations. And the bloke goes, fuck you, what people do.
That is
thank you.
Brilliant.